Atlantic City, New Jersey may be on a winning streak. A few years back, five casinos closed down, thousands of workers lost their jobs, and the state took over the city's finances. But today, city officials were hailing what they called a bright spot in Atlantic City's recovery, the opening of two new casinos, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us today for the opening of Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City. We are so excited.
2 years ago, after a bitter fight with workers, the Trump Taj Mahal closed down. It was one of five casinos that closed in recent years as the gambling town saw customers migrate to casinos in neighboring states. But the people gathered in a conference room in the new Hard Rock Casino Hotel this morning weren't thinking about the past. Jim Allen is chairman of Hard Rock International.
And we believe this project will create a new renaissance in the future and the expansion, the excitement of Atlantic City going back to be one of the entertainment cities, of great entertainment cities in the United States.
The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino opened this week, bringing with it nearly 4,000 jobs. And it wasn't the only one. Ocean Resort Casino held its grand opening in the property that was once home to the failed Revel Casino. Frank Gilliam is the mayor of Atlantic City.
The beauty of what we're experiencing right now is something that 3 or 4 years ago we weren't basically even in the running.
The news is good for the casino industry, but small businesses across the city are hoping the good fortune will trickle down to them.
Our business is not dependent on casinos. Our business is dependent on families.
Nabil Azim runs his family's gift shop on the Atlantic City boardwalk. He says what Atlantic City really needs is to attract more families to the seaside town.
We need like an amusement park, like a Six Flags or Dorney.
Nonetheless, Azim is glad to see the casinos opening, hoping they will add a little bit to his bottom line.
So since Hard Rock Cafe and the Ocean Resorts came, we hope the business will be a little better. And it is always hope in life.
From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.